Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, Gabe, you ready to open these up?
What are you talking about? Talking about the envelopes?
Yes. The prediction. My prediction. What's going to go down in the Lions game on Sunday? Lions win a shootout. Lions score into the 30s. Baker throws for a lot of yards. Huge day for Goff. Huge day for Amon-Ra. Huge day rushing. But we have renewed pass defensive concerns. That is my prediction for this game.
Okay. Mine is Jahmyr Gibbs has over 150 scrimmage yards and 2 touchdowns.
There you go. Well done.
That's both big, offensive for
big,
you guys.
Big font. Gator's got some big font there.
I went with 36-point font on that.
Okay. Well
that
done.
Is big. Yep. And bold.
And bold.
Yes.
What do you got, Kang?
I have something offensive as well. Sione Vaki will get an offensive touch come Sunday. That's right.
There it is.
It's either going to be a catch or a handoff, but he will touch the ball on the offensive side.
So that's your guy. Kang is way on board with Vaki. What do you call him?
The Truth.
The Truth. Yeah, he calls him The Truth. We'll see if The Truth gets involved.
Beautiful voice, too.
Yeah, voice of an angel.
So the I do have a defense. I mean, I think Baker's going to have a big game, and I think they're passing. They're going to throw for a lot of yards. Look, the thing about the Lions' pass defense is they are relying on a lot of new parts. And this is the kind of deal that in week 2, they might not be as nearly as good as they might be in week 8, week 14, or if you get to the postseason, right? It's a bit of a process.
Yeah.
And it's forgivable if there are some growing pains. I know.
You're calling for them already.
I kind of am. I think Tampa's going to move the ball through the air. I think they are.
Well, they certainly can. I mean, they did last week, and they showed the propensity to do that over the last, you know, 5 games last year. And then going into the playoffs, they did it. So I get it. And they have what looks like a pretty good triumvirate of wide receivers. The rest of the game, what do they have? We'll find out.
Yeah.
They're banged up. They're defensively, they are really banged up. Banged up on the defensive line, banged up in the secondary. Offensively, they've got an outstanding left tackle, but as good as he is, he can be beaten, and the Lions have one of the better defensive ends in the game.
You know, it's interesting with the Lions' schedule, opening with two straight at home. Three of their first four are at home, but then they get fed a five-game stretch, four on the road. So it feels pretty damn important to start stacking some wins early in the year, especially with this schedule. I mean, Tampa is a winnable game, and Detroit is probably too big of a favorite in this game. My gut kind of tells me I don't really ever often bet point spreads in our home teams. But I feel like that spread might be a bit much. But then they've got at Arizona, and Seattle comes in. Now, Seattle seems to be some sort of Detroit killer, and Geno Smith in particular. But the schedule gets a lot tougher after that with road trips to Dallas, Houston. There's a Green Bay game mixed in there, and Jordan Love should be back. So they got to stack some wins here early in the year.
Well, and it's not easy to start this season when you start with two straight playoff opponents that you just beat in the playoffs, but that's tough. But, you know, the Lions do have a big player coming back. You know, you remember how excited Dan Campbell was earlier in the week when he was asked about it. Is he coming back? And, you know, Dan Campbell's response was that of the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Did you hear him? How excited he was? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. DJ Reader's coming back. Oh, he'll be there. Oh, you bet your ass he'll be there on Sunday. He'll be living in the backfield.
Doug, he said it twice.
Twice?
Yeah. Like, he followed up.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, he means it when he does that.
You know, it's funny. Gator was subtly excited when he actually said that, and we played the soundbite earlier in the week. He's really fired up now.
That's how Dan Campbell is. It's not me. That's not me. That's Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited, but I mean, Dan Campbell, that's a enthusiasm unknown to mankind. That is unbridled passion right there.
Well, I do want.
Should we expect to see DJ? Oh, yes! We may only line up with 10. Give some guys a rest. It's okay. Mac, come out to the sidelines. He's going to give you a blow. Oh, you're bringing in DJ Reader? No, it's just DJ's just going to be by himself. It's a, come on in.
He's playing both defensive tackle spots
at once. Yeah. And somehow he's able to handle three interior offensive linemen at the same time.
He's not the three technique. He's both.
Oh, yeah.
I really hope DJ Reader makes a playoffs.
If he does, they honestly should adapt the Kool-Aid man. Just busting through. Big pitcher of blue Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah! Who made that play? DJ Reader did. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
By the way, how high did they have to get to come up with that campaign? We're going to have this big pitcher of Kool-Aid burst through a wall. And the catchphrase is going to be,
oh, yeah.
It's part of our childhood, man. All right, you ready to pick some games?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Kate, I'm going to start with a game tonight. It's taking place at Sporting Kansas City Stadium in Kansas City, where the MLS team plays in front of 21,000 rabid Jayhawk football fans. UNLV goes in getting 9.5 points. They get a transfer quarterback, a dual threat guy, run and pass, and a transfer quarterback. I like UNLV plus the 9.5 taking on Kansas tonight. And in fact, that is the Carcar House Lock of the Week.
In front of how many fans?
21,000 rabid Jayhawk fans. They get more at Rock Chalk at Fog Allen Fieldhouse. Their stadium's is being refurbished.
Thank
so they're
you.
Playing at Sporting Kansas City Stadium. This game, then they go to Gaha Stadium, where the Chiefs play.
Gaha. All right.
Yep.
I'm going to look at the matchup we have in the Big Ten that we all want to see, Alabama at Wisconsin. No, I don't think Wisconsin's going to be competitive. However, I like the over 49 in this game. Alabama can get that by themselves, and Wisconsin's going to contribute some points.
Next up, I talked about this prior to the season. I got Oregon State. They've shown a great rushing attack this year behind Jam Griffin. They actually have two running backs that average over 100 yards a game through 2 weeks. This is a grudge match against Oregon. I will take the Beavers plus the 16.5 in this one.
I kind of like that pick as well, although it's not one of my three. Texas A&M is at Florida. The over-under game in this one set at 47 points. I don't think much of Texas A&M. Heck, earlier I thought they were Wake Forest. Florida, and they're not good either, but I like the under in this one, 47 points.
Okay. Notre Dame plays at Purdue. Hudson Card in that aerial attack with the Boilers can put up some points. I also think it's a bit of a get-right game for Notre Dame. I'll take over 47.5, Notre Dame and Purdue.
It's partial love for Purdue. Doug's coming back. We know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
One more time.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Oklahoma, Doug, they are at home against Tulane. 13 points the spread. I think Oklahoma covers. They're going to start to get things rolling there. And look, it's not even two touchdowns, so they got this.
All right, let's go to the NFL. I'm going to start with what I just talked about, Lions and Tampa. I'm not betting the Lions, but I do like the over in this one. I think a lot of points are going to be scored at Ford Field on Sunday. Total's 51.5. I'm going to play the over.
Ooh, it's a big total.
I know.
Chargers are at Carolina. We have not seen Carolina live up to anything just yet. It's been a real struggle with their offense, with the quarterback. And the Chargers got off to a pretty good start in the first week. Justin Herbert, they travel, and usually when you travel, things aren't going to go so well. But it's only a 5-point spread they're going to have to cover. I like the Chargers. They're just that much better than Carolina. It's my shoot the boot lock of the week.
All right, next up, earlier in the week, I predicted the Giants would go 0-17, which means they will lose to Washington, who is laying the single point. Washington -1 over the Giants.
I also have Washington -1 over the Giants.
My final pick, Tennessee at home is getting 3.5, taking on the Jets. Tennessee gave away a game to the Bears last week. They cut down on mistakes in week two. I'll take Tennessee at home plus the 3.5.
New Orleans put up a boatload of points last week. This week they get the Cowboys. They're at Dallas. Dallas also put up a bunch of points. The over-under in this game is set at 46. Huh? Yeah, take the over. Hammer it.
There you go. Those are our picks. Do it every Friday at this time.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we'll keep you updated throughout the year. Kang, every week, you love on one pick and you hate on one pick. Which one do you like the most this week?
I like the most. Gator, I'm with you. Texas A&M, Wake Forest, I don't care. They're playing, whoever's playing Florida, I like the under 47 as well.
Thank you. Which one do you hate?
Doug, I hate the Tennessee plus 3.5 against the Jets. The Bears are a good defense, so are the Jets. Will Levis, he looked awful week one. Oh. I mean, he threw a pass that was unnecessary for like from his knees. I think he does the same thing again against the Jets. I think... the Jets win by more than 3.5.
Whereas Aaron Rodgers looked great.
He's always been kind of slow.
All right, there you go. Those are our picks this week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.